You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Author and philanthropist Sudha Murty on Friday said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi announcing her nomination to the Rajya Sabha was a double surprise for her. Sudha Murty told PTI that she has never sought the coveted position and had absolutely no idea why the government nominated her to the Upper House of Parliament. It came on Women's Day and that's a double surprise. I am very happy. I am grateful to our Prime Minister, said Murty. Sudha Murty is currently visiting Thailand. I have to see what are the things, what I can do. This is a new area to me. So, I have to first sit and study and then I will be able to do it. She said she was pleasantly surprised by the announcement, she said. President Draupadi Murmu nominated author and philanthropist Sudha Murty to the Rajya Sabha on Friday. I'm happy, at the same time I feel I have been given more responsibility. I'll work my level best. On a personal level, I'm happy that I'm getting a bigger platform to work for the poor, Sudha Murty told Annie. As the bilateral ties between New Delhi and Mail continue to deteriorate, a recent report citing data from the Maldives Tourism Ministry showed that the number of Indian tourists in the country dipped by 33% as compared to March last year. A report from Mail-based Andhu stated that in March 2023, over 41,000 Indian tourists visited Maldives while the number dropped to just 27,224 in March 2024, showing a steep decline of 33%. The primary reason behind this decline is the tourism campaign of the Indian government, prompting citizens to explore the Lakshadweep Islands. Till March 2023, India was the second largest source of tourism for Maldives, with a 10% share in the market, the report said. However, the diplomatic tensions between the two nations led to India dropping to the sixth place, with a 6% market share. While India sees a major drop in the number of tourists, China has seen a sudden spike in the number of tourists visiting Maldives. As the ties between China and Maldives strengthen, the former has seen over 54,000 tourist arrivals in the country in 2024. The British police on Thursday announced they had received a complaint following a transgender broadcaster's report against J.K. Rowling for comments made by the Harry Potter author on social media. India Willoughby, Britain's transgender newsreader, has alleged that Rowling committed a hate crime by addressing the former as him. I contacted Northumbria Constabulary yesterday. I have reported J.K. Rowling to the police for what she said, Willoughby said in an interview with independent news publisher Byline Times, which it posted on X late on Wednesday. Calling a trans person a man, deliberately knowing that that person is a woman, and I am a woman regardless of what J.K. Rowling says. My birth certificate says female, my passport, all my documents, I am legally recognized as a woman, and for J.K. Rowling to deliberately, and that is the key word, misgender me knowing who I am, is grossly offensive, she added. Facing a water crisis, the Bangalore Water Supply and Sewerage Board, BWSSB, on Friday issued an order banning people from using drinking water for activities such as washing vehicles, gardening, construction, and entertainment purposes like water fountains. The civic body has also imposed a fine of 5,000 rupees for violation of the order. Anyone found violating the above order will be fined 5,000 rupees. For subsequent violations, 500 rupees will be added to the fine on a per-day basis to the principal fine of 5,000 rupees, reads the order. BWSSB has also launched a dedicated call center for queries related to water issues and urged citizens to call 1916 if they witness any violations. Malls and cinema halls have also been instructed to use water only for drinking, cleaning of roads, and other cleaning works. The order comes against the backdrop of acute water scarcity in Bengaluru city and rural districts. Over the past week, Bengaluru civic bodies, as well as the district administration, have been making all-out efforts to combat the water crisis in the city. Former J&K Chief Minister and National Conference leader Omar Abdullah on Friday said he would have never joined the Congress-led opposition Alliance India bloc if he knew that he would have to weaken his own party for another member, Mehbooba Mufti's PDP, of the Alliance, the party that came at number 3 in the last election. I have already told you that the party that stands on number 3 has no right to ask for a seat. How many people are there with PDP today who brought them to the third place? If I had been told before joining India Alliance that we would have to weaken ourselves for another member of the Alliance, then I would have never joined the India Alliance. Omar Abdullah said in a major blow to the seat-sharing talks that are going on in different states. This is not the first time that the National Conference hinted at the roadblocks for the Alliance in J&K. Omar Abdullah's father and party chief Farooq Abdullah earlier announced that his party would go solo in the election. Omar Abdullah at that time clarified that the party was part of the India bloc and there had been no crack.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.